CRI News, I'm Wen Jie. U.S. President Barack Obama says he has decided to take military action against Syria, but would first seek authorization from Congress. Obama said in a statement at the White House that after careful deliberation, he's decided the United States should take military action against Syrian targets. He said this would not be an open-ended intervention, and the U.S. would not put boots on the ground, echoing a refrain repeated by his administration in the past days. In a dramatic turnaround, Obama said he would first seek authorization from Congress, as demanded by some lawmakers, before acting to punish Syria for its use of chemical weapons in an attack in the suburbs of Damascus, the Syrian capital, on August 21st. Russian President Vladimir Putin has dismissed as utter nonsense the U.S. claims that the Syrian government forces have used chemical weapons. He's told reporters in Vladivostok that the Syrian government troops are on the offensive, so giving a trump card to those who are calling for a military intervention is utter nonsense. A UN spokesman says UN inspectors have conducted a wide range of fact-finding activities at a site outside the Syrian capital of Damascus, where alleged chemical weapons attacks killed hundreds of people. However, there could be no report on whether banned poison gas had been used until laboratory tests are completed. The UN inspectors have taken the samples to The Hague and will be moved to two laboratories in Europe. The spokesman vehemently rejected suggestions that the departure of UN inspectors from Syria on Saturday somehow opened a window for U.S. military strikes. Yemeni Prime Minister Mohammed Bassindwa has escaped an assassination attempt unharmed near his home in the capital of Sana'a. His media adviser told Xinhua that unidentified gunmen went out from a car and opened fire at the Prime Minister's convoy on a street close to the political security agency in Sana'a on Saturday. The bodyguards of Bassindwa fired back, but the assailants ran away. The Interior Ministry says it is investigating the incident. Nearly 9 months after the fatal gang rape of a 23-year-old medical student by six men on a moving bus in the Indian capital shocked the country, a juvenile court gave the first verdict in the case. It convicted a teenager of the horrific crime and sentenced him to 3 years in a reformatory. Four other adult suspects in the case, currently being tried at a fast-track court, faced death penalty. The main accused, Ram Singh, allegedly committed suicide in Tihar Jail in New Delhi by hanging himself. A judgment is likely to be given next month. This is CRI News. 15 people were confirmed dead and 25 others injured, 5 critically, after a liquid ammonia leak at a refrigeration unit in Shanghai on Saturday. The municipal government says in a statement that the accident took place Saturday morning in a factory at Shanghai's Wong's Cold Storage Industrial Company Limited in Baoshan District. It says rescue work has concluded and all the injured have been rushed to hospitals. 5 are in critical condition. 4 people died and 10 others were injured after a 5.8 magnitude earthquake struck southwest China on Saturday morning. The quake hit the border area of Shangri-La and Deqing counties in Yunnan province and Derun County in Sichuan province Saturday morning, according to the China Earthquake Network Center. The quake has toppled 600 residential units and damaged 55,500 others, and some 9,200 local residents have been forced to relocate. Local authorities have rushed to carry out rescue and disaster relief work. They have sent tents, clothes, quilts, folding beds and mattresses to the disaster-hit area. China's Supreme People's Court has signed a memorandum of understanding with state-owned banks, which allows bank accounts of those who default on a judicial execution to be investigated, frozen and transferred. The SBC and headquarters of commercial banks will establish an exclusive channel to share name lists of the defaulters, according to the SBC. An official with the SBC says the cooperation between courts and commercial banks will help address the difficulty courts face in enforcing judicial execution and build a society-wide credit system. China's quadrennial national games have kicked off in northeast China's Liaoning province. 10,000 athletes are to compete in 31 sports in the next 12 days. For CRI, I'm Wen Jie.